now they are saying, they're putting it out there, your dog and cat should get a COVID shot.
Are you serious?
That's what's in the news today. They're saying it might come to that, to where your dog and cat need to get a shot.
Okay, first of all, I'm getting a shot before my dogs are getting shots. Like, there's no way they're getting a shot before I am. If my vet has a shot and my doctor doesn't, I'm going to start barking just to be able to get up there and get my vaccination. They're not getting vaccinated before me.
Okay, that's what I want to know. If it comes down to it and there's one shot, and it's got to go to either Marconi or it's got to go to you, who are you choosing?
No, definitely me. And normally, you know me, I would like throw myself in front of a bullet for my dog.
Right.
But the reason why I'm choosing me is because I got sucked into that dog flu thing a few years back, that dogs are getting dog flu and I have to run my dog up to the vet and get a flu shot. And I did that like 2 years or 3 years in a row. And it was such BS. I didn't know. I did not meet one person other than me, idiot me, who paid and went to go get a dog flu shot, and I don't know anybody whose dog got the flu.
Yeah, this is the first I'm ever hearing about dog flu. I've never heard about this.
Right, there's no dog COVID, there's no dog flu. It's just all of us suckers who have been conditioned to, the minute someone says, your dog needs, we're hanging on every word. My dog needs what? What does it need? What can I open my wallet and spend more money for my pet on? Like, please tell me, what does it need now?
No, I think it's the drug companies going, all right, there's only 300 million people in the U.S., so that's, we can only sell 600 million doses. How can we get the idiots to spend more money? Yeah, tell them their dog and cat need it.
Exactly. So, you know, I do believe that we humans need to get vaccinated. We all have to get vaccinated in order to get this thing under control and to get herd immunity and to kill the coronavirus and make it go bye-bye. That's super important. Everybody should get vaccinated. But I don't think you should vaccinate your dog and cat.
Okay,
If
they came out and said your dog is going to get it, so it's just as contagious as it is to humans, you need to get your dog a shot. You're still getting one before you get your dog one.
I live in New York City. There are 8 million people and about 20 million pets. I have not heard one story about any pet getting coronavirus.
That tiger in the zoo got it.
Allegedly. I mean, please.
There's a gorilla that had it, a tiger.
Allegedly. That's a false positive is what I think it was.
I mean, but your dog is the size of you.
Yeah.
So I don't know why your dog couldn't get COVID, because it's pretty much a human, but it walks on four legs.
The same reason why they didn't get the flu. It's BS, and it's just another scam to sell us more stuff for our pets. And I fell for it three times. 3 years in a row, I got the poor guy.
Did you really? I've never, up until this point, I've never heard a flu shot for a dog.
If it's something weird for a dog, just ask me about it. And I want you to know that I almost got suckered into taking my dog, for acupuncture.
Oh, my God.
I didn't do it, because I found out it was a lot of money. But he was having like a little bit of he'd had a leg issue. He had fallen. He had injured his leg. And the doctor had given us some painkillers. And someone said to me, you should take him for acupuncture. And I was like, ha, ha, ha. Like, no, there's an acupuncturist for dogs. Let me look into that.
Well, you let your dog smoke pot.
No, he doesn't smoke pot. Don't say that. Well, you know what? If he could smoke pot, I would definitely be making him smoke pot, because it's cheaper than the CBD chews that he has. No, he takes CBD chews.
But he doesn't need it.
He does.
I'm
telling you, it works.
It's the flu shot for a dog.
The CBD chews work for my dog and my vet.
And those are cheap, aren't they? They're very inexpensive. They're just like dog treats.
They're $80 a bag.
Oh my God.
I don't have a job. I don't have any money, but I'm spending every dime I don't have on that dog.
On a CBD.
I don't even want to tell you what else I've been spending money on for him lately.
That is insane. And there's no proof that it does anything for your dog.
No, that's not true. See, that's the thing. I have a vet who is, it's a vet hospital. No, he's not insane. Who likes to take your money
because he gave it a flu shot. Yeah, keep going.
True. No, that's not the vet that gave him the flu shot, by the way. That's the vet that was like, I don't think he needs it.
But the guy in the street, in the corner, he said he does need it. So I'm going to pay him.
Actually, you know who told me that he needed it? Do you remember we used to have Dr. Marty Becker, America's vet from Good Morning America, on the show all the time? The guy that invented dogs. Right? Mm-hmm. No, sorry. David Fry from Westminster Kennel Club invented dogs. Marty Becker just perfected them.
Okay. So Marty Becker says your dog needs to smoke pot and get a flu shot.
No. He calls me up and says, there's a dog flu going around. It's really bad in New York. Get him a flu shot. And like an idiot, I went and did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Marty Becker said to do it. No, my vet, it's a hospital. It's a teaching hospital. It's a veterinary hospital. And this is like one of the most well-respected vets in the city. And he said, instead of putting all these drugs in him, because he's got, he's an old man. He's almost 12 years old. So like his back leg is a little like arthritis-y. He said, instead of doing Rimadyl and all the things that people do with their dogs, which is much more expensive, he said, just try the CBD chews. So he has the CBD chews and it's been working.
So he smokes pot. Does he smoke pot once a day?
Twice a day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he has two chews in the morning and two chews at night.
So that's four.
Yeah, and he's like, wow.
Boy, they see you coming a mile away with your dog urine in hand. They see you coming, and they say, there's somebody that will spend anything on their dog.
Yep, that's true. They do see me coming. It's very true.
See, I wouldn't even take my dog to the vet if it had to. I fight against that. Because,
are you serious?
Yeah, I did. They're fine. They can't. They'll walk it off. They'll be fine in the morning. I'm that way with my kids. My arm hurts when I do that, but don't do that. Just go away. Right.
They'll walk it off.
Walk it off. So if I'm like that with my kids, I'm not going to. You're insane. And they see you coming. That's all I know.
They sure do.